National Radio Club.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke, and you're listening to the DX Audio Service from the National Radio Club.
Hello, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for July 2010. This month, we're traveling back in time almost 24 years to enjoy a legendary air personality on one of New York's most legendary radio stations, WCBS-FM.
That's Major Chevalier, brothers and sisters, on Steinway Street in Long Island City. Bless you.
Bless you. I didn't sneeze. It's Maxie here with you, all night radio in the big town, and I want to remind everybody that you should not keep a child waiting for love. Become a foster parent. Call the New York Foundling Hospital at 1-212-472-2233. CBS-FM, with you in mind. I'm gonna make gorilla peanuts out of you if you keep talking over there in the background there. It's 101 weather for today. Gonna be partly sunny, and it's gonna be warm. It's gonna be high in the mid 80s. A bit cooler at the shore. Saturday, variable cloudiness, warm, more humid. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm on a high of 85 to 90. Sunday's outlook gonna be partly sunny and warm again. Right now, 67 degrees and mostly clear skies in New York City. It's clear that we got a nice weekend 101 planned for you.
Hi, this is Mr. Music Norman Knight, inviting you to join me Saturday at 2 p.m. for a very special CBS-FM music special, the Elvis Presley Golden Decades Countdown. 5 hours of Elvis's biggest hits, plus the voices of the people who knew and loved him. Elvis, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. The Elvis Presley Golden Decades Countdown, Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m. with me, Mr. Music Norman Knight, on CBS-FM 101.1.
101, CBS-FM.
Of the Beatles here. Maxie here. Let's go to the phone. Hey, you there? Are you there?
Yeah, Maxie. What's happening, man?
Hey, we're just getting the show rolling here. Can you hold on? I'll be back here.
Definitely. I'm hanging in there with you.
All right, hold on there. Hold on. Like, hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hold on, please? Hi there.
Hi,
Max. Hi. Who's this?
Jerry from Howard Beach.
Hey, can you hold on? I'll be right back to you.
Sure.
Hold on, baby. Hi there. CBS.
Max?
Yes?
Max, darling, this is Debbie. How are you?
Hi, darling Debbie.
Yes?
Darling Debbie, I'm right here.
I wanted to ask you, can I have a picture of you?
You most certainly can.
May you take down my address?
Of course.
Okay.
You want that with or without?
With.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'd like a picture of you. I really would.
All right, hold on, baby. Hey.
Sure am.
Okay, baby. Just hold on.
Okay.
I want to get some Gladys Knight on right now. She's turning dreams with me. Bye!
Too much for the man.
Max Kinkle. 101 CBS-FM.
On the roof. Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Saturday. In the park.
CBS-FM 101 plays your favorite summer songs.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
Oh, and short shorts.
CBS-FM for the Royal Teens in short shorts. To the lady that looks good in short shorts.
You and I come to the beat of a different drum.
Yeah. CBS-FM, my goodness gracious, the Linda Ronstadt, the lady with the roller skates, reminds me of another lady I met one time. She had this gold earring from her ear. She had a glass ball there. That was her left eye. It was a gypsy.
I had some trouble with my baby.
Paul Revere, the Raiders, and getting them kicks, baby. Oh, I got a kick out of this man's music. I like this band. It's just a good rock and roll band. Mr. Huey, give me the blue-eyed soul, Lewis, and the news ready to sing, Stuck With You.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups and downs.
Their prices will give you sweet dreams. Not nightmares.
You got that right, Joey. Hey, equal opportunity is the law. Job discrimination because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, or age is just plumb against the law. Now, you call the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission at 1-800-USA-EEOC to find out more. CBS FM with you in mind. One-on-one weather, partly sunny, warm on this Friday. High going to be in the mid-80s. Saturday for tomorrow, weekend 101, variable cloudiness, warm, humid. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. High going to be around 85 to 90. Sunday's outlook, partly sunny and warm. Right now, down to 67, and we've got mostly clear skies in New York City. What's Cousin Goose Grease doing on the weekend?
Hi, everybody. This is your cousin, Reese. Saturday night on CBS FM is music. Lots of music. Saturday night on CBS FM is your requests, your dedications, special guests. Saturday night on CBS FM is Cousin Brucey's dance party. 5 hours, five full hours, 7 to midnight. Join all of us. You'll love it. With Cousin Brucey.
CBS FM, player, I want you to come on back, baby. Got a lot of good stuff coming up for you in the next hour. You stay here because Sam and Dave, you miss them if you weren't here. Also going to get we're going to get kinky with Ray Davies and the Kinks right here on the Kinkle Show. And Mike and the Mechanics will be here. We'll give you a musical lube job next right here with your old buddy.
Max Kinkle, 101.
Don't touch that
guy.
Administration officials say President Reagan has decided to go ahead with construction of a new space shuttle to replace the Challenger.
I'm Deborah Wetzel with Focus on CBS.
And Max Kinkle, 101, CBS.
CBS FM, hold on. We're coming on strong with hour number two here of All Night Radio with Maxie. East Side, West Side, all around the big town. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. We got the greatest hits of all time for you. And here come the Blues Image. By request. All right, Brother Bob, it's yours.
73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay.
Supremes, you can't hurry that love. That's why you've been stuck on page 298 of Masters and Johnson. I figured there was a reason for that. I swear. We got your call. We got your number, Brooklyn.
Yes, I swear it's true.
Jimmy Beaumont and them Skyliners, and this I swear, it's true. It's Maxie here with you on All Night Radio in the big town. We're going to be going to the telephones in just moments from right now. Coming up, stay with me, because, you're going to miss out on this if you don't hang around for some Steam, one of those socially redeeming songs of the late 60s. Yeah, what a hell of a message. Isley Brothers, the Everly Brothers, and we'll probably have the Jacuzzi Brothers here a little bit later on if you just stick around for that. Till Harry at 5:30.
Whoa! We're in the money.
Yeah!
We're in the money.
Let's sing it.
We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
But bum, bum, bum.
We're in the
well,
money.
It is time to do them lottery numbers, baby.
Overnight,
always the dailies come first.
You done us wrong.
Here they are. The New York Daily was 171. New Jersey Daily, 740. The Connecticut Daily, 884. Whoa! The New York Wind 4, 7431. New Jersey Pick 4, 4862. The Pick 6 Lotto out of New Jersey, 1, 5, 32, 35, 38, and 39. The Connecticut Play 4 number, that was 2261, and I hope you bagged a big bucks, baby.
Perk up your ears and look out, because here comes a Crazy Eddie Christmas in August audio blowout blitz. Crazy Eddie, his prices are insane.
Ba-bum, ba-dum, bum, beat the heat with an electric fan or an air conditioner from Crazy Eddie. You do that by calling Crazy Eddie at 718-645-1196.
Your family deserves the best. For your health, from the American Medical Association.
Maxie here with the 101 weather for today. Friday, partly sunny, warm. High's going to be in the mid-80s. Saturday, variable cloudiness, warm and humid. And a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. High's going to be around 85 to 90. And Sunday's outlook in the weekend, 101, partly sunny and warm. 66 degrees. Clear skies right now in New York City.
Hi, this is Mr. Music Norman Knight, inviting you to join me Saturday at 2 p.m. for a very special CBS-FM music special. CBS-FM 101.1. CBS.
CBS FM.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, I say, who's this?
Dedicated song?
Yes. What song would you like to hear?
I'm a loser.
You are? Why do you feel so down on yourself?
Because I just lost a game of Monopoly to my mom.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I think I'll be losing a game of Monopoly. Oh, my goodness. The whole world should come to an end. Oh. Just for that, I remember one time I lost in a game of Monopoly. You know what I did?
What?
I sold my dog.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
Monopoly to my mom.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I think I'll be losing a game of Monopoly. Oh, my goodness. The whole world should come to an end. Oh. Just for that, I remember one time I lost in a game of Monopoly. You know what I did?
What?
I sold my dog.
I got a dog. And
I sold my dog.
What was his name?
What was his name?
Yeah.
Cat. Ugly, too.
Did it meow?
He was so ugly. I'll do the jokes. He was so ugly that cars used to deliberately come up on the curb and get him. Never worked, though.
Never got him?
No. You still feel like a loser?
Nah.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through.
All right, I'll play you a winner.
Though it's hurting me, now it's history.
FM 101 plays your favorite summer songs.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
CBS FM. Here with you, and you've been daydreaming about that lady, haven't you? Well, on All Night Radio, let's do some daydreaming together. Give me a riff, riff. Hey, say, who is that lady over there? fine looking lady over there. Don't you think she's fine? Wait a minute. That's my sister.
CBS FM yesterday, 101 today.
CBS FM, everybody was dancing in the moonlight. Love it to death. Maxie here with you. All night radio in a big town till Harry Harrison showtime at 5:30 this morning. Hey, listen, I want to talk to you about this. I think I did tell him about this. No? Well, I want to tell him about giving blood. And then we did toss that away. Didn't know we do it. I did that around it, didn't I? You kidding me? I'm going crazy here tonight. So many phone calls. And by the way, if you are on hold, please stand by because I'll be talking to you in just a matter of moments from right now. It's simple, it's safe, and it saves lives. Donating a pint of blood this summer. All you got to do is call the Greater New York Blood Program at 1-212-570-3158. CBS FM with you in mind. 101 weather going to be for today, Friday, partly sunny, warm. High's going to be in the mid-80s. Saturday, variable cloudiness, warm, more humid. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high going to be about 85 to 90. And Sunday's outlook partly sunny, and it's going to be on the warm side. Right now in New York City, 66 degrees. Clear skies at CBS FM 101. Let Maxie take you back, huh? To the golden year, 1966. Johnny Mathis sang it, and we listened.
How can you tell me how much you miss me? Oh, with you by my side, this world can't keep us down.
CBS FM. Yeah, the poor side of town from John Rivers. And this is Max, and oh, it'd be poor if you wouldn't be here. Because we got a whole bunch of good stuff coming up for you. That's why in the 4 o'clock hour, get you all shook up with the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. By the way, I guess you have heard about that. We've got a big special on the Weekend 101 planned for you with an Elvis special with Norman Knight. Oh, you haven't heard about that? Well, just keep listening. In 20 minutes, we'll give you full details about that. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers got Stevie Winwood and the Higher Love Song. Have you heard this yet? I saw him the other night on the David Letterman show doing the old Give Me Some Lovin' from the Spencer Davis Group days. And I don't know why they didn't have him do the brand new song, Higher Love. They should have had him do some of that. I know David Letterman listens to my show. Maybe he'll think about that next time. The Eagles and the Spinners, and I got a whole bunch of other good stuff for you. Plus, you on the phone, so stay right here with your old buddy.
Max Tinkle, 101.
Government officials report the president has decided to build a new space shuttle to replace the Challenger.
I'm sure you've thought, as you're listening to this air check, there's a few oldies on there that you just don't hear anymore, like short shorts. If you have any interesting radio stuff going on in your hometown, why not pop it onto a cassette or disc and send it along so we can all enjoy it? I'm Phil Wayne, and my address is 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351, 1652. Thanks for enjoying and supporting the DX Audio Service, and have a fabulous fourth. Now here are the mumblings from the musers.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line, 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. I have some more skips to report. On May 31st, I got Channel 4 in Sydney, Nova Scotia, coming in very clear with very little fade out for 15 minutes. Got to see the weather for that part of the country. Also got some French-Canadian station on Channel 2. No identification, so I don't know what I got. And on Channel 3, I got Halifax. Channel 5, I got the same thing that was on Channel 4. Maybe it was a translator. I don't know. Then a couple of days later, I'm not exactly sure of the date, I got some Cuban TV stations and possibly a station from the Dominican Republic. Not 100% sure on that. But I'm getting the feeling this is going to be a very good year for Skip.
Hi, Dan. This is Mike Lance, and I'm calling from Miami Beach, and we have one big news to report. Formerly The Beat at 103.5 FM has gone Spanish. That was the original WSHE. She's Only Rock and Roll. And they were progressive rock for a long time. And they went from that to The Planet to a disco oldies format, The Beat, and now Spanish. Unbelievable. Also, and another quick news, there's a rumor about 1400 WFTL dropping sports in Fort Lauderdale and going classic country.
Hello, this is Fred. Hello, members of the DX Audio Service. This is Dale Ham, Kansas City, Missouri. And just got through reading the June issue. It was fantastic. Enjoyed it. And I got started into shortwave listening around 1971, mostly listening like to some ham radio operators in the 40-meter band. At that time, they were on AM. But as it grew more and more and more and got better receivers, I do more listening now to utility frequencies, I call them, mostly New York Air Traffic Control on 11 megahertz, and some down 8.9 megahertz. And also, early in the morning hours, right before sunrise, I've heard some boat activity on 6 megahertz, and that kind of gets interesting sometime. And also some military-type frequencies around 11 point something and 89, 92, somewhere in those ranges. But I always found shortwave listening pretty interesting. I don't know, not fluent in Spanish, but I had a visitor one time with me who was fluent in Spanish, and he heard some boat activity in Spanish that he interpreted for me, and coming from somewhere in the Gulf, and they were carrying a substance they shouldn't be carrying, but anyway. Shortwave has always been interesting to me, and I've liked the number of stations. I have a CD or cassette now that I converted from cassette called The Sounds of Shortwave. And anybody out there wants a copy of it, I'll make you one on CD. It's free and no charge. It can be reached sometime at my email is cdhamradio@earthlink.net. Great magazine. Enjoy it every month. 7 threes, everybody.
Hi, this is Rusty Curry in Eugene, Oregon. I've got the topic of websites came up a couple of months ago, and I found one that I really like. It's am-dx.com, and it gives all the station information, and also it gives you can get signal strength at every 5 degrees around the compass, and also it has a WWD link so you can check space weather. And it's really great. So is Radio Locator. The only criticism I really have of both of them is that I wish they would clean out all the Canadian stations that haven't been on the air for years so that I would know whether or not to spend time hunting for them. That's all for now. Good DX, everyone.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you would like to muse, just simply call 646-402-5685. That's 646-402-5685. 5685, and when prompted, enter the serial number that was stamped on the bottom of a spaceship at Area 51. And that number is 62544. 62544. Or as the inhabitants of that spacecraft would say it. Yeah, okay. Anyways, let's move on with more of the DX Audio Service. Here's Mark Durenberger to tell you about our hobby.
This is an article from the April 21st, 2010 Radio World News Magazine about DXing, and it's written by James Careless. He says, I do a lot of driving in my 2006 Mazda MPV minivan in Ottawa, Canada, 2 hours drive west of Montreal. Being a longtime radio reporter broadcaster, I pass the time by tuning across the AM dial. For some odd reason, it gives me a great deal of satisfaction to hear the New York City traffic reports on WCBS 880, perhaps because I'm far away from Manhattan gridlock. A few months ago, I decided to check out the AM band methodically to find out which U.S. AM stations I could hear in Canada. My best tuning typically was at night, when WCBS booms in as clearly as my local news station, CFRA 580 Ottawa. But it didn't take long for me to find other distant U.S. stations breaking through. Over the next few weeks, I heard WGN 720 Chicago, KMOX 1120 St. Louis, WCCO 830 Minneapolis, WFED 1500 Washington, WRVA 1140 Richmond, Virginia, WHAS 840 Louisville, Kentucky, WLW 700 Cincinnati, WBT 1110 Charlotte, North Carolina, WWVA 1170 Wheeling, West Virginia, and my most distant catch was WSB 750 Atlanta. As the radio crow flies, Atlanta is 935 miles from Ottawa. Why is it possible for me to hear so many distant U.S. stations and some Canadian here in the Great White North? Moreover, does it matter to stations such as WSB and WGN that distant listeners can hear them? As most Radio World readers will know, what I was doing in tuning around the dial is AM DXing. DX is a radio hobbyist acronym for long distance. Since the earliest days of radio, AM DXers have surfed the AM band trying to hear distant stations. When they hear a distant station's call sign, DXers write it down along with details of what's being played on air, the time and date. They send that information to the station in hopes of having their reception reports verified by the station's engineer. Such requests and confirmations are known as QSLs. Ham operators exchange them too. Even in the internet age, there are AM DXers who scan the band for catches. At Tribune Station WGN in Chicago, for instance, I receive 10 to 15 DX letters each year, says Director of Engineering James J. Carollo. It's quite normal during winter months to receive 5 or 6 letters from European countries, especially Denmark, Finland, and Sweden. DXing is quite popular in those countries. They seem to enjoy taking vacations to remote cabins on the tundra specifically to capture remote signals from North America. Today, it's common for DXers to send audio clips by email to prove their reception rather than handwritten logs by paper mail. Carollo says, I send each of them a QSL card and a small promotional item, usually a static sticker with our logo on it. They delight in sending letters describing themselves and their families, and they take the time to explain quite a bit about their communities and lifestyle. I find it quite enjoyable to correspond with them. Medium wave propagation characteristics make DXing an endeavor best done in the dark. During daylight hours, a component of AM and shortwave radio signals called the ground wave travels from tower to receivers in a generally predictable manner. A secondary component, the sky wave, travels off the planet into space. At night, and occasionally during the day, things change. The layered ionosphere, which has been charged by the sun's rays, begins to act more like a mirror. When this happens, AM radio signals begin to bounce off the ionosphere, and their angle of reflection causes them to land back on the planet at a considerable distance from the tower, says Wayne Heinen, chairman of the NRC, a hobbyist organization that includes AM DXers. This is why you can hear WSB Atlanta in Ottawa, Canada. FM and TV signals exhibit their own characteristic reflection qualities. In the early days of radio, engineers liked to receive DX reception reports, especially if they worked at high-powered clear-channel AM stations whose frequencies were licensed to reach great distances, in part to serve rural areas reliably at night. DX reports proved that these transmitters were operating properly and gave station salespeople anecdotal support in their efforts to attract national advertisers. Radio in the United States has now evolved into what is largely a locally oriented medium. While some voices still press for AM regulation to protect their regional or national footprints, the business and regulatory emphasis in the 21st century tends to be about stations' local reach, even when those stations include syndicated content and national ads in their mix. This begs the question, what are DX reception reports worth to today's AM engineers? Sadly, not much, according to Director of Engineering Charles Kinney at Cox Station WSB. From an engineering standpoint, they have no importance, he tells Radio World, but it's still nice to know that people are hearing us in Western Europe and even South Africa. Even today, I still get two or three reception reports a month, and we do send out QSLs to confirm them. At CBS station KMOX in St. Louis, we get reception reports from Europe, but not that many from the United States anymore, says Paul Grundhauser, station engineer. It's getting harder for people to hear us due to more stations being allowed on clear channel frequencies. As well, HD radio has not made things any easier, since these signals cause interference to the analog signals on the AM band. This said, Grundhauser adds, reception reports really don't affect how we do things at KMOX in terms of our transmitter and antenna. I don't think it has an effect on sales either. DXing endures. Most of today's AM broadcasters may not care that their signals are reaching past their local coverage area, but it appears that DXers will keep tuning them in and telling them so. This hobby is alive and well, says NRC's Heinen. Even with the Internet and satellite TV, there are still people who enjoy hearing AM stations hundreds and even thousands of miles away. The NRC encourages stations to broadcast DX tests during their overnight maintenance periods, when it's possible fewer stations are on the air on their frequencies. The most dedicated AMDXers use specialized radios and antennas to improve their catches. They might travel to electronically quiet rural sites for better reception. In Norway, some even venture out on the ice in winter where electrical noise is nil. In my case, says Careless, I tune in on my stock Mazda radio using my factory-installed antenna. Yet, as the Google Earth image included with this report shows, the number of AM stations I can receive is astounding. Granted, many are buried in noise and crosstalk from other stations. But when I need to feel better about living away from New York's bright lights, I can reliably tune to WCBS's traffic reports. That always helps. A footnote to the Radio World column addressed to radio station owners and operators. Does your station hear from DXers? Tell us about it. Write to Radio World at nbmedia.com. And that's the report on DX in the April 21st, 2010 Radio World News Magazine. I'm Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service.
Pirate radio. What is it? Yo-ho-ho and a radio in a hand. Almost 50 years ago, I heard my first pirate radio station. It was operated by some neighborhood high school kids about two blocks away from where I lived. I was about 7 or 8 at the time and keenly interested in radio to the point where I had a radio in the basket of my bicycle. The station fooled me at first. It played a lot of the pop songs of the early 60s, and it was close to 1560 in frequency, which was the popular station in the town where I grew up in. But after a while, I realized that the voices on the station were different. There were no commercials, newscasts, no jingles, and the announcers would talk about things going on in the neighborhood. And if I tuned down a slight bit, there was a station on 1560. Hey, what's up? After some detective work, I found the station located in a garage of a home a few blocks away with a short dipole strung up between two power poles. The station lasted about 2 to 3 months and finally went silent after some local hams also tracked it down due to the fact that the transmitter was emitting some spurs and harmonics that were infiltrating the ham radio bands. Later, I tried my hand at piracy, when I built one of those Lafayette phono transmitters. Now, these amazing kits cost all of $79, or you could get one for $129 assembled. It was a tube unit, and it packed a punch. No, not the power, but by the fact that it required 110 volts AC or DC, and the line cord was ungrounded. Now, this meant that one side of the transmitter's chassis was on the line cord, so when plugged in, I had a 50-50 chance of finding the chassis on the neutral side, or ground, or with line voltage on it. And I can testify that I was lit up more than a few times. I made a small studio with a 4-channel mixer, which had microphone, tape recorder, and 2 turntable inputs. The mixer fed the transmitter, and there was no processing. The station operated on 970 kilocycles. Back in that time, we called them kilocycles rather than kilohertz. It was plus or minus 10 kilocycles because it used a trimmer capacitor to tune the frequency, and it would drift rather badly. My adopted call sign was WEZL, with the slogan, Toledo's Weasel. I don't think I had any real listeners, but it was fun for the neighborhood kids and myself just to play radio. I operated this for a few years before losing interest in selling it for a CB radio. I think the reason I was never caught or anyone objected was because, unlike the station mentioned earlier, my transmitter was only 1/10 of a watt as compared to 40 watts, and my antenna was just a random length of wire strung up the side of the house versus a somewhat professionally installed dipole. Later in life, I received another taste of piracy on the air when I picked up several of the shortwave pirates operating off the coast of England in the late 60s. However, work, school, and then a job out on the road kept me from participating, albeit I did help some of those people that I met through jingle collecting with their endeavors of pirate radio. And if you have ever seen the movie Pirate Radio, the movie portrays life aboard a converted fishing trawler quite fairly in a lot of ways. Flash forward to 1987, 15 years after my last contact with being a radio rebel. It was the National Radio Club Convention in Lima, Ohio, and I got the itch to do something novel at the convention, and that was pirate radio. I collected some old radio equipment, processors, tape machines, cart machines, and the key to it all, an almost new LPB Model 6B AM transmitter with a crystal for 1610 kilohertz. The antenna was a full half-wave dipole. By this time, the RF side was simple, since I'd been working in radio for nearly 20 years, and I was fresh off a job working at a 12-tower directional station that had 50,000 watts day and 5,000 watts night. I had also worked with some of the pros in the business on audio processing. Remember the Duro DAP 310? And I knew more than I did when I had that little Lafayette transmitter, so the task was the studio side. The audio path was kind of complex, using 3 Revox A77 reel-to-reel tape machines and 4 RCA RT27 cart machines, and then 1 open channel for the mic. The logic was all handcrafted from CMOS IC chips, and 25 Hz tone decoders were made for the reel-to-reel tape decks. The whole station was packaged into 2 large rack cabinets that had to be brought up in the elevator of the Milano Motel in Lima so that we could get near the roof where the antenna was going to be placed. It was like a commercial system, except it was all scratch-made, and the whole format ran on a Commodore 64 computer. WNRC took to the air at the convention with heavy reverb, jingles, and fake commercials. However, on Saturday night, we actually sold a commercial to a guy sitting in the Milano bar who heard the station, and he paid $10 for multiple mentions of his business, which I can't remember what it was. But the honor of selling that spot goes to National Radio Club member Phil Wayne.
WNRC, 50 grand of music power.
The convention station. You know, not only did he spend the last 11 months working feverishly to get a super convention underway, but Fred Vobey just told me that all of us are invited over to his house for breakfast tomorrow morning by 7 o'clock, and Debbie will cook us whatever we want. What a guy!
In 1988, we did WNRC again, this time in Madison, Wisconsin, and it was a little bit more compact.
Is set at 89 for the convention station WNRC here in one of the most western Atlantic ports in the country.
And it reappeared in 1999 at the Bridgeport Convention, 2000 and 2002 in Lima, and several other conventions. But something happened along the way. Technology. Today, technology has allowed the broadcaster a smaller footprint. Remember those two racks of tape machines and the PC controlling them? Well, today, everything plays off a computer running Windows software. Music, jingles, even the announcer's liners. The output feeds a small mixer, which then feeds an audio processor, and even the 30-watt AM transmitter is small, only 12 by 16 by 8 inches. The whole station is essentially a station in a box. Technology also gave us a host of FM options as well. Companies sprung up selling FM transmitters with their own stereo generators and audio processing. For $1,500, you could get a professional broadcast system that is on par with any low-power FM station, which in some areas delivers good coverage of up to 5 miles, depending on the antenna height. And with this new technology comes a new wave of pirates. In fairness, let me say that there are several types of pirate broadcasters. There are stations that are there to fill a void in the community, and there are stations that are there just for the moment of fun. Stations filling the void include the many Haitian and Spanish stations in neighborhoods around Miami, or the Jewish station that operated briefly on 1710 kilohertz in New York, or the many Spanish Caribbean or Jamaican stations in the Bronx area reported on 94.5, 95.3, 97.5, and 101.5. In one trade magazine, an article suggested that some of the stations operating in the Los Angeles, California market operate with as much as 1 kilowatt of power from antennas on surrounding mountains, high buildings, or even billboards. Of the 100 or so known stations, perhaps only 6 or more are ever busted by the FCC in a year. Usually it's because somebody has informed on them because their signal is creating interference to a licensed broadcast station in the area, or the interference appears to airports or aircraft that operate in frequencies just above the FM band, or their content is vulgar or militant, such as the one station that was busted for advocating shooting police officers who venture into their hood. However, the many small hobby stations typically fly under the radar of the authorities. These are mostly low power, operated for only a few hours and then are off for weeks or more, and are generally having no social commentary on the geographic area. These stations are usually just one person having fun, playing music that they like, such as the one operated by Shahid Sahad, a 14-year-old boy in Ottawa, Ontario, with a dream and the passion to have his own radio station. And the coverage area is usually limited to just a few blocks rather than a few miles. Typically, a Ramsey Model 30 FM transmitter gets about 5 houses out before the signal dies, on the antenna provided, that is. But if you connect up an outside antenna, well, sometimes you can get out a little bit further. Some of these transmitting systems are basic, transmitting just what's being streamed over a computer or an MP3 player. And some are more elaborate, with an actual studio. But one interesting fact remains, I have yet to see one of these hobby broadcasters getting busted by the FCC. Hobby radio can be fun. I have one myself. And the mighty 30 milliwatts of signal provides just enough coverage to hit my garage or my truck when it's parked in the driveway when I'm out working on it. And it serves a purpose. There are no other stations around me playing what I want to hear. So if you drive by my house and hear 89 WLS running on 1580 kilohertz, please don't readjust your radio. It's just me having fun.
More.
Music, 89 WLS.
So do you have a pirate or micro station? Or did you ever participate in one? Let us know by calling the Musings line or setting up an interview with me. It would be fun to hear your experience on being a pirate on the air. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio. See you in August.